Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Follow to Lead podcast, a Christian Leaders podcast brought to you by Greg Fay Insurance. Today on the podcast, a deeper dive episode. If you're unfamiliar with a deeper dive, that's where we take something from the weekly episode, the weekly interview episode, and we riff on it and go a little bit deeper. This week on the podcast, I had the privilege of talking to leader Chris Lambert. Now, Chris is from Detroit. That's how you have to say it. Detroit. And one of the things that he does really well is he talks about what it means to shape a new perspective around something. So Life Remodeled is his nonprofit. And then he wrote a book called The Next Level Nonprofit. And it's all about an organizational structure. One of the things that I appreciate about Chris in his interview is how open he was about his story. In his story, he talks about stepping away from God and turning back towards Christ after an extended period of time. So in other words, he stepped away from God. He made a bunch of horrible life choices by his own admission, and then he came back to God. And there are a couple things that I really appreciate about this, right? I love the honesty. I love the vulnerability. I think it offers a perspective that a lot of us can relate to. Most of the people I know don't have one of those relationships with God that has been so consistent forever and ever. And so I think Chris's vulnerability is really important for us in the church. And I was thinking about this interview, and one of the scriptures that came to me was Matthew 18, 21 through 22. It says, "Then Peter came up to him and said, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many times as seven?' Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times.'" And of course, if you've ever heard this sermon preached before, you know that that's the perfect number. So what basically Jesus is saying is that we have to forgive him as many times as it takes. That's the part that's really hard. Amen. Like, that's the part that's so hard to do because people are so broken. They're so people-y, and all of us struggle with that, or at least I do, right? And one of the things that has really become important to me is understanding why I forgive people. And what I've realized is this: I forgive people because Jesus has forgiven me. I forgive people because Jesus has forgiven me. I never want my forgiveness of another human to be about what they've done or whether or not they've earned it. See, forgiveness is about me moving forward in the relationship. It's about saying yes to following Jesus in an intentional way. It's about letting go of what was so that I can pick up the future. Now, let's be clear. Forgiveness is not does not mean an absence of consequence. Forgiveness does not mean having good boundaries. Not having good boundaries, right? You can forgive someone and have great boundaries. You can forgive someone and they can still suffer a consequence. Forgiveness means that I am no longer going to harbor ill resentment. I'm going to move forward in the relationship because I've forgiven you. Whatever happens after that, that is what it is, right? But I've forgiven you for this moment. So, you know, forgiveness is one-sided. It's not reconciliation in some circumstances. It's not shalom in some circumstances. But my understanding of forgiveness is that I've chosen to forgive you, and so I'm no longer harboring any resentment towards you. And for me, that's really important. It's a really important practice. As a matter of fact, I was recently listening to the Ed Milet podcast with Deion Sanders. And Deion, who's a spiritual man, if you've ever followed him on Instagram, Coach Prime, one of the things that he says, he's a big Jesus guy. One of the things that he said in that podcast that's really stuck with me is that our entire body was made to move forward, right? Your mouth goes forward. Your ears go forward. Your eyes go forward. As a matter of fact, the only thing that was meant to go backwards was waste. Think about that. Like, we're meant to move. We're meant to be in movement. And here's the thing. You can't move forward if you don't forgive. You can't move forward if you're still anchored to what was. I need to forgive them, not just for them, not just because Jesus forgave me, because it untethers me emotionally from the situation. A lot of us haven't figured out a way to forgive someone and surrender it to God. And as a result, what's happened is we've end up anchored to an old scenario, an old narrative, an old path. And so forgiveness is as much about me, more so about me, than it is about anyone else, which is why I forgive, because Jesus forgave me. I don't want it to be tethered to another human. I want it to be tethered to a God that has illustrated it for me. See, I know that Jesus can move forward in our relationship because he's forgiven me, just like I can move forward in my relationship with someone who's hurt me because I've forgiven them. That doesn't make it easy. It doesn't mean that there's not an absence of work. There is all of those things. You will certainly have to work. You will certainly have to put in the effort. But at the end of the day, forgiveness is about moving forward. Look at what Matthew says again. Then Peter came up to him and said, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times." So in other words, Peter is talking about the things that he can control. Friends, you can control forgiveness in your life. You can be intentional about it. You can choose how you show up. Now, again, I'm not saying don't have boundaries. Please have boundaries, right? Do what you need to do. Create space. Draw a line. Protect yourself. Protect your family. But forgive, because Christ has forgiven you. Matthew 6 says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither your Father forgive yours trespasses." Powerful passage, right? Matthew's talking about this idea that we really have to move forward in the relationship with our friends in order to move forward in a relationship with the Father. It's all tied together, friends, and you get a say in what it looks like in your life. Regardless of how mean someone's been, regardless of how someone's treated you, you are the only person that can forgive. You are the only person that can move forward for you. Well, friends, that's our episode today. A quick hitter, a deeper dive on forgiveness, just as Christ has forgave you. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I'm especially thankful for our sponsors, Elevate Real Estate, Trent Bargi over there. You know, if you're looking for a home, he's the perfect guy to talk to. And speaking of homes, this spring, if you need any home maintenance, make sure to contact Five Star Home Services. All the links are in the show notes. Five Star Home Services wants to help you with HVAC, plumbing, and electric. So thankful for them and their continued support. Just like I'm thankful for you for being a part of this community, for all you do to support and share the podcast. That's it for me today, guys. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember, if you want to follow Jesus, you must be willing to move.